You are listening to Your World Today. We've spoken in the past to Dr. Kevin Barrett, and we once again have him with us on the line, and this time explaining and breaking down to us what has transpired in the United States of America. Dr. Kevin, thank you very much for your time on Radio Islam.
Well, it's always good to be with you on Radio Islam. Thank you.
Thank you for availing yourself. There are some videos on the internet with alleged witnesses saying they saw three white men or three white males in the San Bernardino attacks. Tell us more about this.
That's right. Yes, the first witness that came to our attention recently was Sally Abdelmagid, who very clearly described to CNN that she saw three white men who were apparently paramilitaries, highly professional paramilitary types, who carried out the shooting. And her story has been confirmed by another witness, a certain Juan Hernandez, who told NBC that it was the same, essentially the same people that Sally saw, the white paramilitaries wearing military fatigues who carried out the shooting. So we have a huge contradiction here. The official story blames the shooting on a Muslim couple, and the female member of the couple was very, very small, by some reports as small as 90 pounds, and it really has fallen apart. The official story is now dead on arrival, and yet the mainstream media continues to report it and to ignore the huge holes in the story, even though an attorney for the family of the people blamed in the attacks has talked about this, but it's hardly reported in the mainstream. And when they do report it, they simply dismiss it.
Yeah, so then under this version, if this version is indeed true, who are then Sayyid Farouk and his wife, Tashfin Malik, and what is their role in the story?
Well, they're almost certainly patsies. The word patsy is used to refer to the person who is blamed falsely for a particular attack or act of violence. It became a very well-known term after Lee Harvey Oswald, the man who was blamed as supposedly the lone shooter in the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, told the police, "I'm just a patsy." That's the way that false flag terror works, is professionals typically carry out the terrorist attack, and they set it up to blame someone else, typically a member of a group that they seek to demonize, or someone from a country that they seek to go to war with, or to ratchet up tensions against. So this is a very, very common pattern that we've seen throughout history, going back to when Nero burned Rome and blamed the Christians, to when the British government, or the war party in the British government, created the gunpowder plot, and blamed radical Catholics for trying to blow up Parliament, when in fact it was the enemies of the Catholics who did it in order to demonize Catholics and go to war against Catholic Spain and Portugal, to the whole history of every major American war in the last nearly 200 years has been started by some kind of orchestrated deception along these lines. And currently the so-called war on terror, which is a disguised war on Islam, exists virtually only because we have had a series of these false flag attacks carried out by professional killers linked to intelligence agencies and falsely blamed on Muslims.
Yeah, so this is really fascinating. Also, another point to consider, is it true that there was a military training drill going on at the same time as the San Bernardino attacks? How come this is, what is the background to this, and how do we put this into perspective?
Well, it's not clear that there was a simultaneous drill the way that there were simultaneous drills on September 11th, 2001 that mimicked the actual attacks, along with many other drills that were used to get the air defenses out of the way, and the way that there were simultaneous drills going on in London on July 7th, 2005 that exactly mimicked the attack. Every single bomb that went off in London went off at exactly the time and place of the imaginary bombs in the drill, according to a man who supervised the drill, Peter Power. And then in Paris recently, we also had a drill that mimicked exactly what happened on Friday the 13th of November, with every, not perhaps as closely as in London, but again, there was a multiple location active shooter drill going on at the exact same time, or the same day anyway, that we had multiple location active shooters. So in San Bernardino, it appears that they chose to attack this facility for disabled people, perhaps because they've been preparing so much. There are shooter drills every single month at that facility, according to a witness. And this was reported in the Los Angeles Times. So we saw a video that was taken by a worker at the facility who assumed that when all of the various kinds of police people showed up, that this was part of yet another drill, because they have an active shooter drill every month at that facility. Now, I ask you, can there be any other facility in the world that has an active shooter drill every single month? And since there probably isn't, can it be a coincidence that the only facility in the world that has an active shooter drill every single month happened to be the one that was targeted for an active shooting? Since we know that the people who carry out false flag terror attacks run them alongside drills, I think that we can assume that this was yet another drill gone live, which is how they conduct these attacks. They plot the attack sort of as a drill, and then the B team, the imaginary bad guys, if it were really just a drill, actually does what they would, with the scenario that they would be pretending to do if it were a drill. So that's how a drill goes live. They have the B team actually carry out the shooting or the attack that was being envisioned in the drill.
Like that, the witness spoke on CNN, and the question is that why is it so hard for these version of events to filter to the masses?
Well, the masses have really never paid that much attention to what's going on. There's no society in history where the majority of people really understood how power operated in that society, except maybe if we want to go back to the hunters and gatherers of thousands of years ago. So it's not surprising that the masses are being propagandized and blinded. That's just how the world works. But what is interesting is that today more and more people are waking up to the reality of how these things work. And that's only possible because of the internet. Today on the internet we have a thriving alternative media which challenges official stories of just about everything. So as the mainstream media continues to promulgate the propaganda and the myths that are manufactured by people in power to control the masses, which is how all societies, especially empires, have always worked, the alternative media on the internet is actually digging up the truth and finding witnesses who actually saw what happened at this shooting, for example, who saw that it was three white paramilitaries that carried it out. So we're living in a very interesting time when the truth starts to seep out through the cracks in the official myth. And I think that the official myths that govern the false reality or the matrix reality of the masses will continue to fracture as more and more truth seeps through those cracks, widens those cracks, and ultimately the false reality that's being constructed for us by the people in power is going to crumble and fall apart.
Donald Trump has made some controversial statements saying that Muslims should be barred from entering the United States. Is he in all likelihood going to be the next U.S. president?
Well, I don't know whether he'll be the next U.S. president. He's a bit of a loose cannon. And normally the people who really run the United States and the world don't want a loose cannon to be president. That's why they killed President Kennedy. He was a loose cannon. President Kennedy wanted to abolish the CIA and to disarm. He wanted not just nuclear disarmament, he wanted full disarmament. He was a peacenik, and they had to kill him and send a very strong message to the world and to future presidents. Likewise, President Nixon and his Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, later National Security Advisor, I believe, were both loose cannons. They were not working with the people who imagine that they're the ones who are supposed to run the world. That would be the big international banksters and other financiers and the old boys clubs that they control, such as the top level of the CIA. So they took out Nixon with the manufactured Watergate scandal. And they also wouldn't allow people like the fellow who ran against Bush Sr., Bill Clinton in 92, Ross Perot, he was another loose cannon, and there was no way they were going to allow him to be president. So I don't think that Donald Trump is going to be president, but it's true that Donald Trump is beating the drums of Islamophobia in a completely out of control way. And the question is, does he really believe that it was Muslims celebrating the 9/11 attacks? It was actually Israeli Mossad agents who were arrested for filming and celebrating the destruction of the World Trade Towers. They were set up ahead of time. They were wildly jumping around and flicking cigarette lighters as they photographed and videotaped themselves in front of the burning and then exploding Twin Towers. And they were held for 2 months, failed lie detector tests, were determined to have been working for Israeli intelligence, and they were sent back to Israel, where they went on television and admitted that they had been sent to New York to, quote-unquote, document the event. So they admitted that essentially the Israeli Mossad knew that 9/11 was coming and apparently didn't do anything to stop it. Instead, they sent their agents to go and cheer and celebrate and film it. Trump took this story and turned it inside out and said that it was Muslims who were caught up. He said they were dancing Muslims. And you have to wonder, did Trump invent that story intentionally? The organized Jewish community does not like Donald Trump. They're afraid of him. They're one of the many groups in power that's afraid of Trump. And I think there may be some concern that Trump actually knows the score. He knows that the United States suffered a coup d'etat on September 11, 2001 by neoconservative Zionists, and that if he takes power, Trump might actually try to do something about that. So there's that one hypothesis that Trump knows what's really going on and is simply exaggerating the Islamophobic sound bites in order to get votes and to throw a firecracker into the party. It's hard to say. The Republicans are all sort of competing with each other to see who can be the biggest Islamophobe. And currently, Trump does seem to be winning that contest.
Dr. Kevin, you know, you've been sharing with us alternate perspectives, and I'd like you to, as a closing word, highlight the importance of and the role of these alternative perspectives and how it can undo the brainwashing that the mainstream media is perhaps doing.
Well, I think it's actually fairly easy for Muslims right now to have an alternative perspective, because we're being scapegoated and lied about, and we're in a position where it's very hard for us to identify with the ruling perspective. I am Charlie Hebdo is not something that any Muslim is likely to ever say, and yet they brainwash the whole population of France and much of the world into identifying with this pornographic blasphemous magazine based on a false flag. So I think we Muslims have an obligation to stand up and help spread the truth about how the world really works. That's Islam started by people who, as the original community around Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, stood up for the truth of that revelation, even when there was a lot of oppression against them for doing so. We need to follow in those footsteps of that original Muslim community by standing up for the truth. And this coming Saturday, there's going to be a false flag Islamophobia conference in Paris, assuming the authorities allow it. and we're ready. They may shut us down. They may even jail us. I don't know. But we have a conference set up to be simulcast live from Paris next Saturday. And so people can simply feed the term false flag Islamophobia into their search engines, and they will be able to watch this conference live as it's broadcast from Paris. We have many eminent authorities, professors, two former CIA and military counterterror specialists who are now telling the truth. And we have Sheikh Imran Hossein, one of the great Islamic scholars of our time. This is going to be a wonderful conference, so I urge everybody to get on the search engine and look for the False Flag Islamophobia Conference that's going to be broadcast again next Saturday.
Yes, and we look forward to perhaps bringing some of the footage to our listeners, or the audio of that, so that they could hear some of the comments and some of the discussions. We really appreciate your time, Dr. Kevin. Jazakumullah khair for joining us. We appreciate your time on Radio Islam.
Allah yubarakfik. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
This is Dr. Kevin Barrett speaking to us from the United States of America, and speaking to us about the false flags. And as he outlines the latest attacks in St. Bernardino, also false flag attacks.